you make of it, Victor?
Not much. It's a new one on me.
Paul?
It's still not registering, Commander.
Calling technician Anton Zorev. Good day. This is your alarm call. Duty period commences in 30 minutes. Thank you.
We have computer identification yet?
Nothing, Commander. No indication that there's anything out there at all.
I don't like it. Paul, assemble all section heads.
One moment of high drama.
The condenser blew on panel number 3. All yours, Anton.
Sleep well.
What is it, John?
I don't know. There's something out there we don't understand.
That's strange. What was I saying?
I don't know.
Come on.
Commander, security alert in the generating area. Generating area, this is main mission. Report, please. Technician Zorev, report your situation. Technician Zorev, report your situation.
He's coming around now. How do you feel?
I'm all right. What happened?
Something activated the security alarm. Well, everything all right in here?
No sign of any damage.
Commander, I'll check the area out.
Oh, no, you're coming with me. I want to know what caused you to pass out.
I'm all right now.
You better go. Victor, this is one area we can't afford to take chances with. Check it out thoroughly.
And you're sure this has never happened before?
No. Well, not that I know of. What's the matter, Doctor?
Oh, it's nothing to do with you. One of the monitors, it seems to have failed.
Well, am I clear then?
Not quite. You're still in a state of shock. And I'm putting you on restricted duties.
Doctor, I'm responsible for a great deal of specialized equipment.
And someone else will tend it for a while. Now, I want you to rest and relax. Dr. Mathias.
Yes, Doctor?
One of the medical monitors is blown. Would you fix it, please?
Yes, Doctor.
The instruments have recorded a massive discharge of energy. Yeah, have a look.
Fault in the reactor?
Well, this energy force was outside the nuclear reactor.
A radiation leak? A fracture?
No sign of any radiation.
And what caused it?
That's a good question.
John, I'm taking Anton Zorov off of full duty for a few days.
All right. Helena, is there any possibility Zorov has radiation sickness?
Oh, nothing like that. Just a mild state of shock. I expect a quick recovery.
I could check the scan records for the last 24 hours.
Yeah, do it, Victor. If there is a leak, we've got to find it.
Mm-hmm.
To rest.
I feel fine.
Whew, stifling in here. This has turned on full.
Oh, yes. I felt cold. No, leave it.
Oh, but it's far too hot in here.
I said leave it!
Please. I don't know. Well, the lamp must have blown.
Did Dr. Russell check you thoroughly?
I'm all right. Just being cooped up in here, I need some fresh air.
We could all do with a bit of that on Alpha.
Yes, well, I'll have to settle for a walk down the corridor, won't I?
And that's the scan record. Quite normal. Except for that.
What is it?
That's the energy force. And it was recorded at the same moment that Zoriv passed out. Yet all the systems in the generating area are functioning perfectly. No fractures, no flaws, no leaks. And this is something entirely new to Alpha.
If it didn't originate on Alpha, which is what you're saying, where did it come from? There's no energy source anywhere near us in space that could have caused that.
There obviously is.
How are you doing, Mark?
Fine.
Pulled this place apart, trying to find out what hit you.
But how are you feeling, eh?
Oh, I'm
all right now. Did they find anything?
They took away all the monitoring tapes. Any idea what happened?
I see generator number 4 is 10 days into a major refit.
You know, we can't afford to reduce power output.
Relax. Everything's all right in here.
Well, I'm not very good at relaxing.
Ergomania, it's called. The compulsive need to work. That, Anton.
Hmm.
There's nothing wrong with the machine itself, Dr. Russ. It was the energy cells. They were completely drained.
Technician Mark Dominic's life functions terminated.
The commander is just coming.
Check things out for any signs of damage. What happened?
All we know is that he died 7 minutes ago. Death seems to have been caused by sudden and instant freezing.
I don't understand. There is nothing in here that can do that. First Zorif, then Mark Dominic's. There's got to be a connection. Helena, we've got to find out what caused it and why.
Well, I'll rush through an autopsy, but I don't know that I'll have those answers.
Well, there doesn't seem to be any sign of any damage. I'll get Zorif to take over in here.
No, Victor. I'm making this a restricted area. Until we know more, we can run some more tests. Whatever we're looking for has got to be linked to this generating area.
Anton. What's wrong? I asked you a question, Anton.
Don't come near me.
What's the trouble, darling?
Don't come any nearer.
Attention all sections Alpha. Here is a special announcement effective immediately. Access to the generating area is forbidden until further notice.
What was all that about?
Dominic's. He's dead.
Dead? How do you know?
I was there.
But what happened?
Eva, sit down over there. Please. Something happened in that generating area.
Anton, you're not in any trouble, are you?
You've got to trust me, Eva.
Please tell me what's wrong.
I don't know. I can't explain. Please! Don't try to touch me. Well.
I must see Dr. Russ.
Let me come with
you. No. No, I don't want to get you involved. Now, promise me you'll stay here.
But Anton...
Now, promise me!
All right. I'll wait for you here. But if you're sick, you will tell me, won't you?
I'll be back as soon as I can.
Hey, John, how long did this first play it again? The one taken in the generating station when Zorif had his accident.
So?
Oh, this is one that was taken at the moment of Dominic's death. See? Same energy force. Now, you could accept a freak electrical discharge from space once, but not twice.
So it's present when Zorif collapses, and it's also present when Dominic dies.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be the connection.
And this alien force is here, right now, somewhere on Alpha.
Thank you.
same as Dominic's.
Yeah. You can take her away now.
Whatever killed Hillary is no longer in the generating area. It was right here in this hallway. Kano, what's the power situation?
It's being restored now, sir.
What caused it?
Storage cells are exhausted, Commander. Something caused a massive loss of power in that entire area.
That's hardly a coincidence. We see this freezing effect. Those two deaths were a result of total heat loss. Now, light is simply another form of heat. And in both cases, the loss was sudden and complete. Whatever this alien force is, John, it seems that it's consuming heat. Of course, that's just pure theory.
But the best so far. Monitor all power levels on Alpha. Report any fluctuation to me immediately.
Yes, sir.
Paul, I want security patrols at every strategic location on Alpha, ready to move at a moment's notice. And get Professor Bergman here right away.
Dr. Russell, where's Anton? Well, he came to see you, didn't he? He's here, isn't he?
No. I haven't seen him since I examined him.
He said he was coming here.
Now tell me what's wrong, Eva.
I don't know. Anton's sick. Something happened when he was with Dominic's. Please find him, Doctor.
I'm concerned about it, John. I think you should check.
Thank you, Helena. Kano, run a computer check on Anton Zorov's whereabouts for the last 10 hours. Specifically, the last time he entered the generating area.
Anton Zorov last entered generating area, 2045 lunar time.
He was there when Dominic's died.
Find him, Paul.
Commander, fluctuation in the energy levels.
Where?
Section C, the solarium.
Alan.
Please come quickly.
All the power.
Well, we can't leave him here.
We can't move him. It's too dangerous.
He doesn't seem to be absorbing energy now.
Get these to Professor Bergman right away.
Yes, Doctor.
Take him into the observation room.
Well, if there is any connection between Zorif and the energy losses, that connection is broken now.
Let's hope the scans give us the answer. That light will act as an early warning system.
Fine, but I don't want you to go in there for any reason. First sign of any activity, call me. Oh, and Helena, there's a security man right outside.
Don't worry. He can't get out of there. I'm certainly not going in.
That's it. That's the force that killed Nominix and the girl. But it's inside Zorif.
I tried a computer analysis. Can't recognize it.
But it told me something else. This force has only been on Alpha for 10 hours, but already it's growing like mad, out of all proportion to the heat or energy it's consuming.
Why Zorif?
Who knows?
Could it be that it's laying dormant out there in space, just waiting for Zorif, a catalyst, something to operate through?
Yeah, but for what purpose?
Well, Victor, we can speculate forever, but that's not our problem. What we've got to do is destroy that force while it's still relatively weak.
Emergency medical center. All power gone. Automatic systems not functioning.
Helena.
Open the door! Look out!
Attention all sections Alpha. This is Commander John Koenig. Technician Anton Zorev has escaped from the security wing of the medical center. All Alpha personnel are warned that Technician Zorev is highly dangerous. He is not, repeat, not to be approached. During this emergency, all sidearms are to be worn. And if attacked, shoot to kill. Keep posted for further instructions. Paul.
How quickly can we shut down all moon base power?
You mean shut down the reactors?
No, just the supplies leading from them.
Oh, well, it would take a matter of seconds, but...
Survival factor?
Well, in 20 minutes, all our sick in the intensive care unit will die. In 30 minutes, our recycling plants will be damaged beyond repair. At 40, our oxygen will give out.
Alpha Section B, power loss now critical.
Tano, you traced him yet?
Not yet, Commander. Relay in all the affected areas are not working.
Victor, what's the situation?
These are the areas affected so far. Severe power loss in every section of this quadrant. You start to see a sense of direction.
Commander, we have Zorev on visual. He's in Section C.
Put it up on the big screen. Let's see corridor 15.
Power in corridor 15 also failed.
He's at intersection 1549. Put up corridor 16.
Try 49.
He must be in 50.
No power in 50.
That's it. There's only one section left in that quadrant. The generating area. With all the energy he needs. If he gets to that reactor, we're all dead. We'll never be able to stop him from getting to the other generating areas.
Paul, alert security, generating area 3. Tell him we're on our way. Alan?
Main mission to generating area 3. Full alert. Do not approach Technician Zorov.
First energy losses in section F recorded.
Where?
Corridor 53.
Attention F-section personnel.
Technician Zorov is now somewhere in your area. You are warned to avoid contact.
What's the last position?
Approaching section F.
Power now, Commander. Cut it.
Disconnect him quickly.
Maybe I ought to cut him off.
All right, but watch yourself.
Come with me, Anton. We can help you.
No. No.
You must come away from here. There's a chance we can help you.
Don't touch him. They'll kill you.
Go back, Anton. There's still time.
Keep away.
Come with me, Anton.
Keep away from me!
It'll be too late. I request permission to restore power immediately.
Not until I say so. And that's final.
Source of heat around.
He's alive. A laser. A laser regenerator.
We can't stop him now.
Get out of here.
Check for damage and casualties.
All sections Alpha, report your damage.
Generating area G. Reactors 1 and 2 stable. No sign of radiation leaks. Alpha section E. 3 casualties. None fatal.
Power level stabilizing.
Section. All Eagle hangars intact. Casualties 0.
Victor, gonna be all right. If that force had gotten to those other reactors,
just one was enough for its purpose.
Purpose?
Some sort of creative evolution. A stage in its development. Perhaps the beginnings. A birth.
A star.
Something like that.
Everybody tried their best to help. We just didn't know how.
I don't understand.
Eva, we're living in deep space. There's so many things we don't understand. We don't know what that alien force was, why it came here, or why it selected Anton. But we've got to try to help each other to understand.